Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Shaloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, our radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Fridays, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Hey, you could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com, and that's on your smartphone or your Android to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Pastor James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church.
Praise him! Praise him, it's Freedom Friday.
It's going to be exciting tonight, and I can't forget. Oh, and we also have, they were just in the neighborhood, Pastor James Bird Mahalona and Pastor Via Muasau, First Lady Tamara Muasau.
Glorious!
There was that Ross.
And also, we can't forget my beautiful co-host, my forever bride, and my awesome wingless angel, and my ever-so-delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn.
Freedom Friday, kombawa.
Kombawa and... That's for all the brothers at Module 2. Good evening, Pastor Williams.
All right. Good evening, listeners. For inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halava. Man, I love you guys. I'm still on a high. Lamaka, OCCC, Wa'ava, OCCC, and the 1700 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. I can't wait to get there. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Elar Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in. Lady Lynn.
Mahalo, Pastor James. You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Pastor Boo says, it's like sitting around at home in the patio, just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves, and forever grateful for Salem Media Hawaii Bula.
And we would humbly send a loud shout out, well, he's sitting right here, but to the Fishes of Men congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona. For our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro, but God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and he's reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Bird and Lucy Mahalona, and the entire congregation of Fishers of Men for your vision to reach the lost.
Yes. Thank
you. Well, if this program has touched you, if you need a word of encouragement or some prayer, give me a call at 808-222-2822. Well, it is Freedom Friday, and one of the great things about that... Get ready.
Oh, mama.
Get ready. Fair warning.
He is mighty.
Yes.
Lord, you're mighty.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Mama.
Hallelujah. LMAC in the house.
Oh, that's just said it. That's just a precursor to what is about to come, Pastor Wynn.
Amen.
But it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Pastor. And once again, it is Freedom Friday, and just great to have you here, sir.
Yes, sir. Great to be here again with all these humble pastors. And I'm just ready. My assignment in this season is to expose the devil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Expose this demonic activity. So get ready, get ready, get ready.
Yes.
All right. Well, we've got a great song. Israel Houghton and New Breed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. This is going to be wonderful. Get ready. Buckle up, guys.
Come on, V up.
Hoop.
God.
Yes,
he is overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are.
That's just a launching pad for us this evening, sir.
In Jesus' name, God bless all of you on this Freedom Friday. And we want to dive and go right into the Word of God, which is better than life.
Hallelujah.
Pastors, in 1 Peter chapter 5, we've been dealing with how to detect and diagnose demonic activity.
Come on.
And God spoke to me, and he said he's tired of his people getting misdiagnosed.
Amen.
We say it's everything other than what it is.
Come on.
And so in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, I'm going to read the NIV version, and I'm going to have Pastor Bird read the King James version.
Yes, sir.
The International version, it says, be self-controlled. Somebody says self-control.
Self-control.
And alert.
And alert.
Somebody say alert.
Alert. Alert.
Your enemy. Everybody got one.
That's right.
The devil prowls around like a roaring lion. Notice it said like. It didn't say he was a lion. Looking for someone to devour.
Right.
He's looking. He's on the prowl. And then it says resist him. You got to resist him. He's coming, but we can resist him.
Yes.
Standing firm in the faith because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. Pastor Bird, my goodness.
Amen. Verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Who resisted, stand fast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction of accomplishment in your brethren that are in the world.
My
God.
But the God of all grace,
yes,
who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he suffered a while, made you perfect, establish, strengthen, and set it in you.
And settled.
Settled in you.
Somebody said, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Amen. In this text, and let's begin to walk and dissect the word. I want to say this up front. Remember I said, pastors, we've been misdiagnosed?
Come on.
Because we need to give people the word of God. The word of God is the only thing that can cure us or heal us, especially when the devil is after us. That's why Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 4, man cannot live off bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Mm. Now, one word that stands out to me is adversary.
Yes, sir.
So if we have an adversary, that means we're going to have to deal with adversity.
There you go, sir.
But I came by to let you know, I hear somebody saying, pastor, you just don't know the adversity that I'm going through. Well, Willie, the Bible said we're going to go through adversity.
That's right.
But I came by to give you a cure. Somebody shout cure.
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 Listen, I know I've had family members die from it. You know, everybody is believing for a cure for cancer. Would y'all believe that?
Yes,
everybody
is
believing God for a cure for diabetes.
Yes,
it's some things that they say are incurable.
Yes.
But watch this. In the spiritual world, it's no such thing.
Ah.
Because the word of God will cure anything that you're going through.
Amen.
The word of God can cure pornography. The word of God can cure anger.
Yes,
the word of God can cure. The word of God is priceless. And that's why we need it. That's why the devil will let you read a magazine all day. But as soon as you open your Bible, you start yarning.
That's right.
But I'm praying that we get a desire back. Somebody say a desire.
Desire.
We're praying that the people of God will get a desire back to read his word. Because he said man cannot live off bread alone, but every word. And by the way, we're not going to shortchange God and say Old Testament. It's Old Testament and New Testament.
That's right, sir.
See, people that are living that way, those were the religious leaders.
That's right.
And they came up against Jesus. And they said, you don't claim to be better than Abraham, do you? And he said, I want you to know before Abraham was, I am. Because I am is the whole book.
That's
all
right.
66 books. And because of his word, and by the way, I came by to tell you, he is the word.
That's right.
Because according to John's Gospel chapter 1, it says in the beginning was the word. So if the word was in the beginning, that means the word was before cancer.
That's right.
That means the word was even before Satan.
That's
in the beginning was the word.
Hallelujah.
So whatever came after the word got to line up and submit to the word. Let me say that again.
That's
it doesn't matter what you're going through, put the word on it.
Put
somebody
word
said
on.
Word sicken. Because
word.
The word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. And the word is a discerner of the intents of the heart. You ought to come with the word of God. And if you got the word of God, you can go to hell with an empty water pistol and put the fire out. The word of God will take you places that you never can imagine.
Word.
If you just get in your word, tell the devil I'm getting in my word. Because it's the word that's going to bring life.
That's why Jesus said
in John 16, John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are for your life. This word is not a fleshly book. That's why it's called the Holy Bible. This is not a nighttime novel. This is not a book that you'll find on a bestseller shelf. But I tell you right now, that's why I notice in hotels, they got the Holy Bible, but they snuck in the Book of Mormon. So I take that book and I put it at the bottom because the Book of Mormons ain't going to help me. But the Holy Book will deliver you from every. My brothers, that's incarcerated. A person in prison with a Bible, you packing more than somebody that's outside these walls because the word need to be inside just like it need to be outside. That's why it's called free inside. You free inside when you got the word of God. Now this adversary, the Bible says he comes as a roaring lion, meaning he's seeking. Now let me tell y'all something. God in his awesomeness, because we just read, he said when he come, you got to resist him. So the Bible says, listen, submit yourself to God. Now what he means by that, Pastor Bird, when you submit, you seek. You won't submit to what you ain't seeking. So he says, seek me early. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So this is the revelation. If an adversary is seeking who he may devour, the way you get away from the devil is by seeking Jesus. It's because he don't want to come where Jesus went. Because he know Jesus is the one that came to hell, slapped him in his face, and 3 days later roll again. So a Christian that's seeking after God, Satan said, I can't go after them. He's looking for the ones that's not seeking after God. He's looking at them that's playing church. That's why they call it a form of godliness. Because you deny the power that up. But a blood-bought, born-again, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled believer, it doesn't matter how long you've been seeking out them, Jesus love to play hide and seek because he moved to another spot. And you say, I got to go after him even more. So when you're seeking after Jesus, Satan said, I don't want to come after you.
Hallelujah.
Because he don't want to go and follow Jesus. He's scared of Jesus. He know Jesus has all power. And as you seek him more, you look just like him. You smell like Jesus. That's why they told Peter and them. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, it's in your Bible. They said they look unlearned. It doesn't matter about your education. I'm next to Pastor Bird. And he told me how he only had a third grade education. But they said them boys, they uneducated and unlearned. But how they doing what they doing? Well, I got an answer for you. They said they must been with Jesus. People ought to know you've been with Jesus. You ought to smell like Jesus. You ought to look like Jesus. That's why when they came to get him, listen to him, I'm talking about the average
adversary. When they came to get Jesus, I asked God a question. I said, why did you tell on yourself? Because when they came to get him, he said, I am he. And they was there. And then he said it again, but they wouldn't go to him. The adversary only went to Jesus when Judas kissed him.
That's
right. I said, what was that all about? Because when they came, Jesus had to tell them who he was.
That's right.
Because all of them looked alike.
Exactly.
They didn't know Jesus from the disciples. And you can walk so close to Jesus, you look just like him. And a Christian that looked like Jesus, the devil don't want to come by you because you packing. And the devil, no. That's why I heard Pastor Ville this week say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. See, Paul looked just like
That's
Jesus.
Right.
But the seven sons of Sceva was playing church. And the Bible said the demons beat them down naked and broke them in bleeding. Don't let the devil beat you down anymore. So I came by to tell you, how do I stop the adversary from coming? Well, it's simple. Listen, adversary.
That's right.
When the adversary come and bring adversity, you do the first part of the word.
That's right.
Adverse.
Hallelujah.
Whenever the devil come at you and you say, it's a lot of pressure on me, get in your Bible and adverse. Now, let me qualify that. Because after Jesus was baptized, the adversary came to him. Am I in your Bible?
That's right.
And he said, if you be, he always want to question who you are. See, your identity is in divinity.
Mm-hmm.
When you have Jesus, you have a Kairos moment somewhere. Uh-huh. It's where divinity meets humanity. And that brings about humility.
Mm-hmm.
Because a divine God would meet an old carnal person like me. And when we connect, it brings about humility.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then with humility, God can lift you up.
Come on.
But the adversary came to Jesus and he said, if you be the Son of Man, turn these stones into bread. And Jesus said this. Did I just not say add a verse?
That's right.
He said, it is written.
My God, it is written. Come
Jesus
on.
What are you about to do? He just added a verse. See, he brought adversity to him. The Bible said he was hungry and tired. Am I talking to some people that's sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, you're not going to find it in TV. You're not going to find it in the radio. Come on, Pastor. Somebody say,
Hallelujah.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And by the way, I came by to tell y'all, if the real Christian, I'm sick and tired of the devil coming in school shooting up our youth.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
I'm sick and tired of the devil coming in churches and shooting. But we can't sit back and have a pity party.
That's right.
We got to have a praise party on the devil because we're not afraid of him. And Jesus was tired and hungry. He had been fasting for 40 days. That's why the Bible let us know he was tired and hungry. Satan said, I got him now. See, when you get off work and you tired and you say, I can't read my Bible, you got to add a verse. That's the trick of the enemy. And Jesus said, even though I'm tired and hungry, I know that I got to put the word on what you're trying to bring to me. And he said,
it is written.
Man cannot live off bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, Satan don't just let up. He came right back with another temptation.
Right.
The adversary brought adversity right back to him. And Jesus said a second time, it is written. Somebody ought to hear me. Somebody shout,
written. It is written.
Let me hold this big old Bible.
Yes, sir.
If you're going through adversity, it's a whole lot of verses you can add. If you feel like your money ain't right, turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And say, it is written. My God shall supply all that you need. Somebody ought to talk to me. If you're dealing with you ain't got peace right now, just turn to the book of John chapter 16, verse 33 and say, it is written. These words have I spoken to you. That in me you might have peace. Somebody ought to talk to me. Because everything you need is in the book. Satan saying, done yet. And the third time he took him up into a high mountain. That's what the Bible say. And it say he showed him all the kingdoms of this world. And he said, I give you this if you just bow down and worship to me. What y'all think Jesus said? It is written.
I'm trying
to make a point. The Bible said two or three witnesses, let every word be established. No matter what hell Satan bring to you, you got to declare it is written. Right where you at right now, driving in your cell bunk, on your bunk bed, wherever you at, somebody shout, it is written. And once you get the word of God in you, it's like a vitamin substance. When you hiccup, you're going to hiccup a scripture. When you burp, you're going to be burping words. Because David said, your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. See, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's why people say, oh, you always quoting scripture. And that used to get me down, and I used to back up off it. And God said, why are you backing up off the best thing there is? You got to put the word on ugly. devilly people. That's you right. got to put the word on devilish people. I know these demons don't like the word.
That's right.
And when you close that word, you say, in Jesus' name. That's why I had him play the song. Because my Bible tells me, at the name of Jesus, even demons tremble. Amen. Somebody just shout Jesus for about 10 seconds. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, pastors. Because we don't have to say much. All we got to do is say Jesus. Why? Because it's already written. He already defeated the devil. He already defeated the devil. Listen to me. So when the adversary comes, what are you going to do? You're going to add a verse. You're not going to have a pity party. No. You're not going to ask God, why is all this happening to me? Now, Proverbs, listen to me. Proverbs. Somebody turn to Proverbs chapter 24. I want y'all to see this. Proverbs chapter 24. Pastor Berg, can you turn that for me?
Yes, sir.
You got King James. Read verse 10, please. 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Now, we just said an adversary, right, Pastor Veal?
Yes.
Look at Proverbs 24:10. Read that, sir.
If thou faith in the day
of what?
Of the adversary.
Come on.
The strength it shall strengthen.
Yes, sir.
If thou faith in the day of the adversary.
Adversity. Yes, sir. That's what I'm trying
adversity.
To get. Yes, sir.
They strengthen is it shall.
Thy strength is small. You know what he just said? Mm-hmm. This is the book of wisdom, Pastor Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
It said, if thou faint in the day of adversity. So watch this. The enemy, the adversary, comes to bring adversity to make us faint.
That's right. That's right. You're right there.
And he said, if that happens, your strength is small.
Yes.
So where do I get the strength from? Well, Nehemiah 8:10 says the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
So what happens if you feel weak right now, you don't have the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you got to get your joy back. Come you got to begin to praise God.
Hallelujah.
You got to begin to magnify God.
Hallelujah.
You got to get your joy back. David said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Hallelujah.
You may not have the house. You may not have the car you want. Pastors, you may not have the members that you want.
That's right.
But you still saved. And you're not going to a burning hell. So if you don't have nothing other to have joy about, you can have joy because you're saved. And you're not going to a burning hell. Because he said, in the day of adversity. If you faint, you don't want to faint in the day of adversity. So because we're fighting an adversary.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm finna make somebody mad.
Come on.
I'm tired of church folk fighting with one another.
Uh-oh.
Because Ephesians chapter 6 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I told the pastors earlier, if we're fighting with each other, by time it's time for us to stand up to the devil.
Hallelujah.
Here it is. We done fainted. We tired because we've been dealing with people. Now I want to tell y'all something. Jesus said in John 15, I believe it's verse 18. He said, if the world hates you, know that they hated me
first.
But I love the word.
My God.
He said the world's supposed to hate you. Not the church.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Let me wipe my face. I wish I had some tea right now. See, I understand Hollywood's supposed to hate me.
My God.
I just saw an article where a news person say Christianity is a mental illness. And then everybody beat the vice president up because he came back to defend the faith.
That's right.
But see, I noticed something. We don't have to defend the faith. The Bible don't say defend. It said contend. In the book of Jude, we don't have to defend anything that's truth.
The word
speaks for itself.
Right.
So I don't have to defend the word, but I do have to contend for the faith.
Yes, sir.
So because I'm contending for the faith, I'm not going to stop talking about my Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to not lift up the name of Jesus. But what I won't do, I won't fight with people.
That's right. That's
because it's a devil out there that's coming into our schools. It's a devil that's coming into our churches.
Mm-hmm.
It's a devil that's making us fight. Pastors, get it right. It ain't about skin color.
That's right, Pastor.
Come on.
That's right, Pastor.
If you go in somewhere else and you feel uncomfortable, something ain't right with your salvation. Because in the book of Acts, Pentecost, it let us know they were from different areas.
That's right.
None of them was the same. And by the way, for you religious folks, it was women in the upper room,
that's
too.
That's right. That's right, sir. That's
so
right.
All of you that's been saying women can't preach,
that's right.
All of you that's been saying women can't speak, you're a liar. Because why would God have women get the most precious thing starting the new church,
that's right.
which is the Holy Spirit? The and they say they all will feel, not some.
That's right. All.
So that means the women will feel, too. It was 120 in the upper
that's
room.
Right.
You
in
can read
room.
It in your devotion time. Because, see, that can cause division. I'm
that's
talking
right.
to somebody now.
Uh-huh.
So you that are even preachers and say women can't do this and that, that's a lie from the pits
that's
of hell.
Hey, hey, hey.
Because God filled women too. Matter of fact, the mother of Jesus was up there. She said, I want a little bit of this too. And so the Holy Spirit filled 120 people. And it said they all were filled. Why? Because they were together on one accord. Meaning God can do the supernatural when we're on one accord. If you don't hear nothing else I said tonight, if we already have qualified, we got an adversary. I don't need you to be my adversary.
That's right.
I got a devil. And notice when you read the text, it said your adversary.
You are.
So you can't look at nobody else and say, Pastor Burr, I got an adversary that I got to deal with.
That's
too.
Right.
And so the revelation of it, because I know we all got an adversary, I'm not going to make your plate heavier.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take something off of your plate.
Right.
And so if the devil is fighting with all of us, he's crafting now. He has
that's
no
right.
power. So he said, I'm going to get them to fight amongst themselves.
Hallelujah.
And as we're fighting amongst ourselves, when it's time for us to come together and fight the devil, we can't. Why? Because we've been fighting with each other.
Hallelujah.
So the adversary comes. Now watch this. The text says, submit yourself to God.
Mm.
Here it is. Resist the devil.
Hallelujah.
And then the rest of the text says he must flee.
Ooh.
So if I seek out the God, if I seek out the God and I submit myself to God,
come on.
I can resist the devil.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible said the devil has to flee.
Has to flee.
So no matter where you at and how you feel about the adversary, submit yourself to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And watch how you begin to resist the cigarettes. You're going to begin to resist pornography. You're going to be able to resist cursing. Don't say you can't do it. You can do it. And I want to pray with you tonight. As we resist the adversary.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, adversary, you got to go.
Adversary, you got to go.
Father, I thank you. That you didn't leave us blind. You said, be sober. See, people will beat you up by drinking, but he said, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, all of us have an adversary. We got to be wise. We got to watch. But I bind the trick of the enemy tonight. I release your word through the airways that Satan has no power. We understand the adversary in every trick. For your word says we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan, you've been exposed. Yeah. And Jesus came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Brothers, you're free. No matter where you're at, sisters, you're free. And we give you praise. Yeah.
Right.
We give you honor and we give you glory.
Glory.
Out of verse in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen and amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 We thank you for
thank you,
that. Another powerful message
thank you,
by
Jesus.
Dr.
Lord.
Pastor James.
Hallelujah.
Irwin.
Out of verse, somebody.
Hey, guys.
Hallelujah.
It's a great weekend. Make sure
hallelujah.
You get into the house on Sunday. And if you don't have a house, get into one of our houses of the
hallelujah.
Lord and come praise his name.
Yes. Thank you,
you got to know by now you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, and you got to know we love to stay, but we've got to go. So,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.